Many blessings to all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Samuel 2, 22 to 36. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22 to 36. Now Elihu was very old, heard about everything his sons were doing to all Israel, and how they slept with the women who served at the entrance to the tent of meeting. So he said to them, "Why do you do such things? I hear from all the people about these wicked deeds of yours. No, my sons, the report I hear spreading among the Lord's people is not good. If one person sins against another, God may mediate for the offender. But if anyone sins against the Lord, who will intercede for them?" His sons, however, did not listen to their father's rebuke, for it was the Lord's will to put them to death. And the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with people. Now a man of God came to Eli and said to him, "This is what the Lord says. Did I not clearly reveal myself to your ancestors' family when they were in Egypt under Pharaoh? I chose your ancestor out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to go up to my altar, to burn incense, and to wear an ephod in my presence. I also gave your ancestors' family all the food offerings presented by the Israelites. Why do you scorn my sacrifice and offering that I prescribed for my dwelling? Why do you honor your sons more than me by fattening yourselves on the choice part of every offering made by my people Israel? Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promised that members of your family would minister before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me. Those who honor me, I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained. The time is coming when I will cut short your strength and the strength of your priestly house, so that no one in it will reach old age, and you will see distress in my dwelling. Although good will be done to Israel, no one in your family line will ever reach old age. Every one of you that I do not cut off from serving at my altar, I will spare only to destroy your sight and sap your strength, and all your descendants will die in the prime of life. And what happens to your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, will be a sign to you. They will both die on the same day. I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and mind. I will firmly establish his priestly house, and they will minister before my anointed one always. Then everyone left in your family line will come and bow down before him for a piece of silver and a loaf of bread and plead, appoint me to some priestly office so I can have food to eat." Let us reflect on the theme, divine justice and faithfulness. Divine justice and faithfulness. In 1 Samuel 2, 22 to 36, we encounter the severe consequences of dishonoring God, put against the promise of divine fidelity to those who remain faithful. The passage centers around Eli and his sons, who despite their sacred duties as priests, blatantly dishonor the responsibilities and sanctity of their roles. Eli, the high priest, becomes aware of his son's abuse of power and disrespect for the offerings made to God. Despite his admonition, his sons, Hophni and Phinehas, persist in their sins, indicating a deep-seated rebellion against both God and paternal authority. This resistance leads to a dire prophecy, the downfall of Eli's house, symbolizing the inevitable consequences of disregarding God's commands and duties. The prophecy delivered to Eli starkly outlines the repercussions for his family's actions. It revises the promise God once made to Eli's ancestors, a promise of an enduring priestly lineage, now forfeited due to their contempt for God's statutes. This divine declaration is not merely punitive, it is also corrective, aiming to realign the priesthood with its intended purpose of honoring God. God's response to this situation underlines a fundamental biblical truth. Those who honor me, I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained. And this principle illustrates the reciprocal nature of our relationship with God, emphasizing that genuine reverence towards God results in blessing, while dishonor leads to disfavor. In contrast to Eli's corrupt sons stands the figure of Samuel, a young boy growing in stature and in favor with the Lord and with people. Samuel's development amidst the corruption of Eli's household signals the rise of a faithful servant of God, prefiguring the establishment of a new order that aligns with divine will and purpose. My dear friends, this passage invites us to examine our own lives and leadership roles, considering how we might better align with God's expectations and commands. It serves as a warning against the perils of dishonor, but also as an affirmation of the blessings that follow faithfulness and reverence towards God. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what lessons can we learn about divine justice from the downfall of Eli's house, especially regarding the consequences of misusing our positions of influence? Number two, in what ways does the example of Samuel inspire us to cultivate faithfulness and integrity, even in less than ideal circumstances? Lord, teach us to honor you faithfully in all that we do. Help us to learn from the failures of Eli and his sons and inspire us to emulate the integrity and devotion of Samuel. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.